back. Another episode of the Kentucky 15. March Madness has brought me out of retirement. Last night's loss to St. Peter's brought me out of retirement. So we are back to talk all things Kentucky basketball in 15 minutes or less. And the clock starts now. All right, so yeah, absolutely terrible loss last night at St. Peter's. No excuses whatsoever. I was actually recording an episode earlier this week, and I kind of talked about how, you know, it's not like every single year a 15 seed upsets a 2, but it does happen. And my big concern going into the game was that St. Peter's was the top-ranked net team for all the 15 seeds, okay? And they also had the top-ranked strength of schedule for the 15 seeds. So if a 15 seed was going to pull off an upset, which you know happens, I was kind of worried it was going to be the 15 seed with the top net and the top strength of schedule. And it happened. Okay. It sucks. I mean, all of BBN is mourning today and upset and wanted to fire Cal. And, you know, it's tough, right? So let's talk about it. The tournament's over. But that doesn't mean, you know, you don't think about the future and where should we go from here, right? So let's spend this episode focusing on that, on the future and what I believe to be the biggest tweak that Cal needs to make. I mean, he's still a top recruiter. He's still a top salesman. He still has, you know, Kentucky in it, the focus of college basketball. But, you know, there's some stuff that we need to address here. And, you know, missing the tournament last year and now losing first round, you know, as a 2 seed, you know, I think Cal needs to be the head coach. I still think he's the right man for the job, but he does not need to be in charge of the offense, and he does not need to be in charge of the defense. I think it's time for Kentucky to almost take on a college football or NFL football model here, right, where we can have coordinators. I think Cal wants to focus on overall recruiting. I think he needs to focus on scheduling, on team management, on the overall style and culture of the Kentucky program. But I want to see him delegate the X's and O's on both sides of the court to assistants who can really excel. I don't mean be good at. I don't mean be pretty good at. I mean excel in those areas. You know, Matt Painter at Purdue, he uses an approach like this. He has an offensive coordinator. John Beilein did the same thing when he was at Michigan. And I'm sure others do because it makes perfect sense. Why would you not want an assistant coach who is focusing purely on the offensive side or purely on the defensive side? You have assistant coaches all the time who are, you know, focused on recruiting or who are focused on player development. Well, it makes sense to have coordinators as well, okay? So Cal can, he can coach, he can, you know, still be the head of the program, and, you know, he's hiring people who are kind of underneath him and his vision, but Cal can have a coach completely committed to a defensive identity, a defensive scout, a defensive adjustment when needed. When Kentucky continuously got their asses kicked on ball screens and pick and rolls last night, you know, he could have a coach who is committed to making an adjustment on that and has something ready, right? So you don't have to burn a couple timeouts, or you don't have to get down. You know, you don't have to allow the other team to go on, or you have that adjustment ready, okay? And, you know, they're still going to be recruiters, and they still need to have good rapport. But outside of recruiting, their entire focus is on making the defense as good as it can possibly be. They're not going to be focused on 5 different aspects of the program: recruiting and defense and offense and development and culture. No, they're just focused on defense, okay? And I think he'd have the same thing, you know, on offense. And to be honest, I think he really, really needs, you know, an offensive coordinator, a coach that is completely committed to improving Kentucky's outdated. It's archaic. It's just a really bad offensive scheme for modern basketball. It's not just my take either. I mean, there's a lot of experts out there, a lot of analysts in college basketball who call his offense dated and stale, right? It's slow. It's one of the reasons he's missing out on so many top recruits as of late. You know, remember all the tweaks that he's had? They haven't really worked. You know, the famous one was the Andrew Harrison one, where he just told Andrew Harrison to drive more. I mean, okay, I call that a tweak if you want, but that's not some kind of rocket science there. But, you know, he had all these tweaks he talks about. Well, it hasn't really translated to a lot of tournament success as of late. Then remember the famous quote where he talked about he had learned so much from watching the NBA, you know, bubble and playoffs there and, you know, energized. Well, we went to the we missed NCAA tournament. I mean, it's just bad. I mean, his offense is bad. This year he kept using, you know, the old mover blocker style and some of his dribble drive motion offense from 12 years ago. Well, we went 5-4 down the stretch. I mean, and you lose in the opening round of the 15 seed. You only win one game in the SEC tournament. I know he's spoken at clinics on offense, and I know he sold DVDs on his dribble drive motion offense. I get it, right? But if he wants to win games, he's got to change. Those clinics were in 2012. Those DVDs were being sold when he was at Memphis. He needs a change, okay? So bringing an assistant whose sole focus is on offense, on modern offense, on flowing offense, an offense that can win you games, an offense that attracts the best players in the nation, whether that's high school players or college players. How about an offense that uses the perimeter and uses the shooters, that has more action than just a baseline runner off staggered screens, right? I mean, everybody knows exactly how those screens are happening. Everybody knows. It's stale. It's predictable, right? That's why Kellen Grady was always, you know, guarded chest to chest when he caught the ball in the perimeter. That's why Ty doesn't have anywhere to go once he catches it, because everybody knows exactly where he's going to catch it and when he's going to catch it. It is incredibly stale. He needs somebody to come in and change the offensive scheme, change the offensive style. If he wants to win games, and if he wants to protect his legacy, if he wants to maintain UK's blue blood status, you know, being the quote unquote gold standard of college basketball, then he needs to make these changes. You know, hire a defensive coordinator to make sure we're ready to defend, that we're ready to guard. We gave up 85 points to one of the worst offensive teams in the nation. And it wasn't like they were hitting outrageous shots or anything. I mean, Kentucky's defense was just terrible. We need somebody new in charge of it. I mean, look at Kentucky's offensive execution down the stretch last night against St. Peter's. Oscar had a good game. Let's give it to him. He had 30 points. Oscar had a good game, but nothing else was happening. So when they go to the zone and take Oscar away, look how bad we were. Look how unprepared we were. Turnovers late down the stretch because everything was clogged and there was no clear, you know, vision of where to go. I mean, where's the zone offense, right? Somebody should have been ready for that. You know, I mean, they don't have any size. Why would they not go zone against us? We are a stale offense. Why not go zone against us, right? Where was the movement for our shooters? Where was the creativity and screen? Where's the driving lanes for Ty or Wheeler? Our offense needs a new voice. It needs a new identity. And something else kind of to bring up here, Cal publicly stated in his press conferences and his shows, you know, that he has done more 5-on-5 scrimmaging leading into the tournament than ever before in his coaching career. Why the hell are you doing this? Why not work on some kind of offensive execution, late game sets, out of bounds plays that you can have ready in case you need a quick 2 points? You know, if you don't want to call timeouts on the stretch, then you need to have some kind of action ready. All he did was a little fake ghost screen for Wheeler, and Wheeler threw up some kind of crap at the end of the game. I mean, why not have some kind of set ready, okay? You could have been working on this. You had a week. You could have been working on this. You know, maybe why not work on your St. Peter scout so you can shut down their shooters? How about that number 25 getting big three-point shots down the stretch just coming off screens? Why weren't we ready for that? Why not work on that zone offense? I mean, again, you had to have known it was coming. You needed an offensive coordinator who could have fixed that ahead of time. You needed a defensive coordinator who could have focused on making sure that shooter didn't get loose. And why does Cal need these things? Because they are losing him games, okay? All these small details, the offensive execution down the stretch, the defensive scout, the defensive assignments, they can win you games or lose you games. Let's look at St. Peter's. Again, give them credit. What did they do down the stretch? They went to a zone defense, okay, and it won them the game. What did they do down the stretch offensively? They ran number 25 off screens, you know, and with a purpose, not just a mover, blocker, sale offense, with a purpose, because when they did that and they knew Kentucky was switching screens, they caught a couple slips and they caught a couple back doors, right? And they caught a couple moments where Kentucky wasn't communicating and the shooter got loose. Okay, that is why you put, you know, so much effort into game plans. And I really think, you know, Cal is spread too thin. He hasn't modernized and it's catching up to him. So you need that, maybe that young modern offensive coordinator who can, you know, not just recruit, but can bring in dudes to play in a modern offense, right? And then you need that defensive coordinator who has the scout down to a T, who can give you 10, 15, 20 minutes every practice, really, really, really making sure you're prepared for that game, that you're not going to lose to that 15 seed, right? That you're ready to you know, expect and take away the other team's best, you know, actions and their best sets. But I mean, he needs another fix. I know we replaced Barbie and we replaced Justice, and I think they were good hires. I think bringing in Chin and bringing back Orlando were good hires, but you need somebody to start becoming your coordinator. It's as simple as that. Cal, he's proven over the last couple of years, it's just not his way anymore. I mean, it's not working. You know, you got this new brand of basketball that's taken over, and Calipari, you know, he tried to bring in shooters, but again, his offense is so stale that it's easy to take away those shooters. And when they're having an off night, and you can't get the ball to Oscar anymore, we had no way to score. Nothing. Period. I mean, they took away Oscar, and our shooters weren't hitting, and our guys couldn't get past their man off the bounce, and we had no answer for it, okay? So bringing somebody whose job is to answer that, to be prepared, you know, to answer that, okay? All right, we don't want to talk about Kentucky and St. Peter's anymore. As always, this is the Kentucky 15. Follow me on Twitter. You know, tournament's over, but we'll have more episodes coming your way. Peace.